Here's something we touched on before, but I'm going to be updated on it now because I think it's drawing to a conclusion. Lurgan campus of Craigavon Senior High School is to close despite objections. And you may have heard us talk on this programme some time ago about the initiative that was Lurgan School for Lurgan Children. Let me speak to one of the MLAs, Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist. Doug Beattie, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Doug, it'll be a talking point in the town of Lurgan almost constantly, and everyone will know absolutely what we're talking about. But for a wider audience, just put us in the picture as to this ongoing dispute about that high school and what the background is to it, please.
Frank. It's really hard to explain it, on a telephone, to be perfectly honest, and to your listeners, because if you don't understand the Dixon plan, which we have, which is delayed academic selection to 14, if you don't understand how that works, then you probably don't understand the nuances of this. But what we have in the Craigavon area, the Craigavon Senior High School, which is a split campus school, and that is for those who are not going to grammar education. They go to a split campus school. One campus is in Portadown, the other campus is in Lurgan. And that's a two-year school, and it's worth adding this, the only two-year school in the whole of the United Kingdom. There's no other two-year school, so it's quite unique. And what they're planning to do is close the Lurgan campus and bus the children from Lurgan to Portadown. And the argument from the community in Lurgan, who have had their children go to a school which has not been fit for purpose for the last 20 years, and I mean, I could spend the day telling you how bad this school is, that there's actually a solution possible where those kids can stay in Lurgan and that they can co-locate with the junior high school and still maintain the Dixon plan. And overwhelmingly, they come out and supported that to a ratio of 6-1 to the education authority's proposal. And yet the Education Authority have ignored that and have now just stated that they are going to bus these Lurgan children, who are some of our most vulnerable children and vulnerable in the education system, to Portadown. And the people are just not happy.
However, and I made this point to you when we spoke about it before, Lurgan to Portadown, you could walk it.
You could walk it, Frank, and I've walked it on many occasions. But I guess, again, if you don't know the area and you don't know the geography, that there's two things at play here. One is the people of Lurgan have got less in common with people in Portadown. They've got more in common with people in Banbridge, if I'm perfectly honest with you. That's just a fact. But such is the congestion between the two locations that to leave Lurgan to travel 3 miles to get to Portadown in time for school would be a 40-minute bus journey. Now, that's to go no distance, but those who know what Craigavon Hospital area is like, where the bus would have to pass, would know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is not just about a logistical issue. This is more about children where their support network and their family and friends are in Lurgan, but they're going to bus them to Portadown. The reality is many just won't go, and the school will close in Lurgan, and that stream of education will close in Lurgan.
Did the majority of teachers actually favour transferring to Portadown?
No, there's a mixed bag, if I'm perfectly honest with you. The interesting thing is, I would say that those who had affected the least were more than happy just to bus these kids to Portadown. Those who had affected the most did not. Overwhelmingly, the Board of Governors and the teachers from Lurgan Junior High School wanted the kids to stay in Lurgan and join them in the junior high school site. Whereas I would say that teachers in the grammar school, who it doesn't affect them, are more than happy to pack these children off to Portadown. And I've got to say, and I'm really, really disappointed that we didn't wait this consultation and that those people who affected the most should have the biggest say in what happens to the children. And we haven't got that. What we have got is voices from the grammar sector who are screaming just to bus these kids to Portadown. So once that's dealt with, then extra money will be released to sort out their campuses. It's incredibly insidious and very disappointing.
Well, the Education Authority, they say that the split site was contributing to the school actually going over budget by £500,000 a year. That's a big issue.
Well, it is, and funding is a big issue, and you can argue the case that nobody wants to lose a school from their town, and I can fully understand that, and I can understand the money pressures, but this is the point that I try to make. It's not just money pressures, it's the curriculum. The children who were going to the Lurgan campus were going to a school which they were entering feeling anxious, where there was no sports facility, where they had to eat their meals in a car park in between parked cars, those who had packed lunches, there was no play facilities. When they had to go and play sports, they had to get changed into their sports gear and walk across the town in front of people, and they were feeling anxious about that. And it's also conjoined with the Southern Regional College, so they were mixed in with those who'd be classed as adults as well. So the point is, the site that they're in now was never fit for purpose, and therefore the money that's been lost was money that was just thrown down the drain. But what the people want, and that is joining them with the junior high school, would fix that money issue at the same time as fixing the curriculum issue as well, and also giving them the facilities where they can have a better stream of education.
So the decision is now made, it's fait accompli, there's no going back on it, no appeal process?
No. Quite the opposite. We now go into a 2-month period where people can put in their objections to that. The Education Authority have said it's happening, but we have that 2 months. And one of the pupils is also taking out a judicial review against the Education Authority for the way they ran the consultation, which was absolutely predetermined. I mean, if you were sitting in Lurgan, in working class areas of Lurgan, you get a consultation which lays out the Education Authority's plan for the school, and if you agree with them, you tick a box. If you don't agree with them, you have to outline the educational framework, reasons why you don't agree with them. And if people are like me, they probably don't even know what the educational framework is. It was such a predetermined process. I think, you know, that has to be looked at. And there's a judicial review which has now got legal aid, which will be tackling the Education Authority's predetermined consultation.
So there is the appetite to continue on with the fight.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. And listen, Frank, I went to Craigavon Senior High School. It was called Lurgan. Senior High School. It was called Pordown Tech at the time. I left with no educational qualifications whatsoever. Not a single thing. Not an A level. Not an O level. I was failed by an education system, which looked to the grammar sector more than it looked to the control sector. These kids are going through exactly the same thing, where people are applauding and slapping the backs of the grammar schools, and quite rightly so. And I think that's wonderful. But in doing so, they are absolutely ignoring the most vulnerable in our education system. And I can't allow that to happen. I have to stand up for them and say, look, you know, you have to look after these people as well, because not everybody is academically gifted. Some people are gifted at sport. Some people are gifted at engineering. Some people are gifted at art. And if we don't look after all of our young people, all of them, 100% of our young people, then we're failing them. So it's important that I speak up for those 40% who are being absolutely failed within the Dixon Plan area at the moment.
Yeah, but are they being failed by the system, or are they being failed by their own families who aren't prepared to make the effort to send them to a school 3 miles down the road?
Well, it's not about the families. I mean, Frank, I mean that's a very easy thing to say. And of course, we have extremely vulnerable families out there. We have families with very meagre means who are trying to bring up kids, and they're doing the absolutely best they can. We have working class families who are in a challenging area of Lurgan. I don't think it's fair just to say that they're not interested just to send their kids 3 miles up the road. I think they're that interested to make sure their kids get an education, that they can link into that education, they can be a part of that education, that they're trying to keep it in a town where they know it will give them the best opportunity possible and be part of the community. And if you look at the programme for government, the programme for government clearly states that our schools should be part of our communities and they should be linking together as communities. And just busing these children to Portadown and ignoring the wishes of their families, I think is the wrong way to look at this.
Just one final question to you, Doug, sure. Because I know people will be thinking, my goodness me, there's a man who didn't get a GCSE or an A-level. He's on talking as an MLA. They may not be familiar with your background. What rank did you reach in the British Army?
Well, I think it's important to say, Frank, I joined the Army at the age of 16 with no educational qualifications whatsoever. I still have none. I reached the highest rank possible as an enlisted soldier, that's Regimental Sergeant Major, and I was then commissioned, and I'm now about to step into the rank of Major. As an Army Reservist now, I have to say, because I've had to leave regular service. So I've had to fight for where I am, and you know, I do look back at my school years, and I feel that I had a missed opportunity there. But that's life, and I accept that. But having no educational qualifications has held me back at times. But on other times, I've used that as an opportunity.
Okay, Doug, thank you very much indeed. Doug Beattie, who's an MLA with the Ulster Unionists and very much representing his people there in Lurgan. But is he fighting a losing battle? The appetite exists to continue the fight, but the Lurgan campus at Craigavon Senior High School is to close despite objections, according to the Education Authority. It's coming up on 20 past 10. This is the U105 phone-in. I hope you're in good form this Thursday morning.